Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm fantastic. How are you, sir?
Good. Good, man. Explain to me what the last 24 hours have been like for you. Now that you've had an opportunity to get some rest, I'm not sure much, but wake up knowing that you were selected as a top 20 guy in this past June draft.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of mind-blowing to me, but I'm extremely excited, and, you know, all the emotions that were, you know, running high last night and this morning are still kind of running high. The excitement, you know, is just, you know, through the roof right now, and we're just really, really excited as a family to be given this opportunity with such a great team like Pittsburgh.
Quinn, this is Jack Sorensic. I've got a question for you. I know that building up to a draft, you have a lot of expectations. You probably had a very strong feeling that you were going to go very high in a draft. But you develop relationships with scouts. You develop relationships with different organizations. Tell us about your relationship with Pittsburgh. And kind of, did you think they were on your radar, one of the clubs that will be selecting you, or was this a surprise? Exactly how did you feel when your name was called at 18?
Oh, absolutely. So the area scout for Illinois and I, we talked like a decent amount, and, you know, he came into the house a few times to talk with me and my parents, and so I think we have a good relationship, and I thought that that was, you know, a key thing of noticing to where it's like, okay, well, the Pirates are offering that up and are trying to be proactive and creating a relationship with me and all that different, all those different things. And they were also trying to, you know, dig on me and just trying, you know, make sure that they were getting a good, you know, making sure their investment's going to be worth it, which, you know, I'd like to think it completely is. So my relationship previous to last night with the Pirates was good. And I never knew for sure, but, you know, I feel like we kind of had a good idea that the Pirates might be the team that called my name last night, and they did, and I'm just extremely fired up for it.
Quinn, who gave you a phone call, and are you able to share with us not only who that was, but perhaps what was said in that phone call?
Yeah, absolutely. So I got a phone call from the area scout, Anthony Weichland, just really congratulating me. And, you know, just excited that, you know, we're going to get the chance to work together, hopefully for a long time. So this has just been incredible.
You know, Quinn, you might have to say hello to Anthony Weichland from Jack Zarensic. When I was in Milwaukee, we actually signed Anthony, a local Milwaukee player who was at Northwestern University. He went on to play for us in the minor league. So, you know, there's a guy that's been in the minor leagues, a guy that had done some work in the front office, so he knows what he's looking at. And I'm sure that's a great reassurance for you to know that someone like Anthony was the guy that recommended you.
No, absolutely. Anthony's an awesome, awesome guy. And, you know, I'm just really looking forward to, you know, proving him right.
Quinn Priester is joining us. He's on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan as we get you ready for the Pirates and the Atlanta Braves here. More on that game a little bit later, but we want to talk to the 18th overall pick in the June draft. So it's been made quite a big deal about how you're a two-sport star, Quinn. You got a couple of years ago an offer, and then you subsequently committed to TCU. So you've known that your future really is in baseball. Why was it important for you to continue to play football and be a two-sport guy?
Yeah, so first and foremost, I just love the sport of football. I love playing. I've been playing football, you know, ever since I can remember. And I knew kind of going in that there were risks of playing football, obviously, but, you know, I only had one more year of high school left. I only had one more opportunity to play, you know, that sport. And And I just kind of took it for what it is. I was like, hey, I want to play, and this is the last opportunity I got. And I just went in and played wholeheartedly and ended up just loving it and absolutely loving every minute of it my senior year. And I think it's just been so big for me from a baseball side, too, just staying athletic and also, you know, giving my arm a break. So my arm is, you know, always fresh when the season rolls around in the spring.
Would you have any opportunity to play football at the next level? Obviously, perhaps not to the degree of what your baseball career would yield, but could you have gone on even a small college to continue a football career?
So when I was first starting the recruiting process, that's kind of what I thought I might do, especially for baseball and football. And I know that I was talking with Northwestern about maybe doing both, but then I decided that, you know, I kind of, baseball is my passion. Baseball is what I love most. And I'm going to just, you know, do whatever I can to play as long as I can in baseball.
Quinn, tell us a little bit about your assortment of pitches and what you bring to the table as an aggressive young high school pitcher, and what you know, how you feel you're going to, this will translate into your professional career.
Okay, yeah, so I throw a four-seam fastball in the mid-90s, and that I have command of, and I can, you know, locate in and out, up and down on the plate. And then I also throw a two-seam fastball that sinks hard into righties away from lefties, and I like to throw that to get swings and misses or get weak contact or batters just pound it into the ground. And then my best pitch is probably my curveball, which I throw about 80 miles an hour. It's 12-6 movement, and it's a big swing and miss pitch, and I can throw that in any count. And then I'm still developing my changeup and getting more confidence in my changeup, but I feel like I have a really solid foundation, but just need to work on becoming more consistent, you know, in the zone with that pitch, and more consistently confident and throw it more. So, you know, I'm just really excited to be able to get everything better, but that changeup's definitely something that I'm going to need to get better if I'm ever going to make it to PNC.
Yep, no doubt. And try to get you on the fast track here, Quinn, as we're talking to Quinn Priester, the first-round draft pick of the Pirates. I was reading an article in The Athletic from Rob Beertemple, I guess from the conference call that you had with reporters last night. One thing that came out of that is that you really never had a pitching coach. In this day and age, of course you've had coaching and people that have taught you how to pitch, but you know, you get into the game in youth baseball, it gets so specialized, and it seems like there's, you know, a concierge service and specialized coaches that just teach you one particular facet of the game. You never had that, correct? And why is that the case? You kind of just are, for lack of a better term, self-taught in many respects.
Yeah, so I was able to do that, or the only reason I think we did do that is, you know, I just like to play, and, you know, we never really saw a need for it. When I was young, I was always a talented pitcher, and I was always, you know, able to get guys out very consistently. So I was never, like, I never needed, I guess, to work on it more, and we never really thought of, you know, we never really thought of this, kind of what happened yesterday becoming a reality until maybe 2 or 3 years ago. So, like, growing up, it was, like, never something that we necessarily needed. I was just playing to have fun, and in the other seasons, I was also playing football and basketball. So I didn't really have time for it either. And, you know, if I could, I wouldn't go back and change it. I think, you know, forcing myself to just be athletic and be able to make adjustments in-game, to be able to overcome some, you know, some adversity during the game has been a huge reason to why, you know, I'm here today. And I just really valued playing multiple sports as a kid as well.
Big YouTuber, huh? You would just go up, dial pitchers up on YouTube and kind of mimic them, for lack of a better term, right?
No, absolutely, yeah. I try and get, you know, one bit or one thing or maybe one pitch script that I can tinker with. And then, you know, if it works for me, great. I'm getting a little bit better from that. And if it doesn't, then, you know, what's the worst that can happen? I wasted a couple minutes. But, you know, it's all fun, you know, messing with that kind of stuff. You know, if I'm trying to grip Syndergaard slider or trying to develop that pitch or DeGrom slider or however different guys hold it, or Hendricks' changeup, or all those different things. It's really, really interesting just to be able to see what works for you, and you never really know unless, you know, you try it out.
Quinn Priester, Pirates' first-round draft pick yesterday, his name was called. When are you getting to Pittsburgh?
I'm not sure. Right now we're really working it out to try and figure out when that will be, but I'm fired up. I want to get to Pittsburgh real bad and come, you know, see the city.
Yep, no doubt. And what are you doing off the field? What do you enjoy? I mean, are you a big music guy? Are you a big gamer? I mean, give fans a little peek behind the curtain as to who Quinn Priester is off the field.
So I kind of just like hanging out with my buddies. You know, we'll go fishing. You know, we'll hang out. We'll play video games. We'll kind of do a little bit of everything. But something that I think, you know, isn't as common about me that I love to do off the field is I actually love to fly. And, you know, aviation's been in my family for a long time. And, you know, my cousin actually, you know, teaches me and helps me out with flying. And I think that's, you know, really, really fun.
So, wait, are you really going to be getting your pilot's license here soon?
I'm not sure I'm going to have time for it because right now baseball is the number one thing. But, I'm not exactly sure. I would like to, but that's definitely not, you know, a priority right now.
Okay, so if you like, you can't be a co-pilot or anything. I don't know much about flying, obviously, besides just sitting in a plane. But you know, that's pretty cool. So where did that love of aviation, if you will, come from? You said your cousin, huh?
Yeah. So my aviation's been in my family for a long time. My, you know, my grandfather, after World War II, came back and he was a mechanic, and he started trading flight lessons. So there weren't really any plane mechanics. So one guy needed his airplane fixed, and he would trade, you know, fixing his airplane for flight lessons. And then, you know, from that point on, flight's kind of been in our family ever since. My uncle flies for United. My cousin is at Western Michigan becoming a pilot. And, you know, I was given the opportunity to kind of go up with, you know, my uncle, my cousin. And, you know, I kind of just fell in love with the two, where I think it's just, you know, really cool to be able to have that point of view from being so high up. And, you know, I just think it's really a cool thing to do and something that I do like to do when I'm not playing baseball.
Well, Quinn, I'll tell you one thing. I know the Pirates would be very, very happy if you flew through the minor leagues and got here to PNC Park and helped them, because the way their pitching staff's been lately, they can use some help, and you're a guy that they selected figure, and that's going to be in the cards eventually. Good luck to you from my end.
Yeah, thank you so much, and I'd love to fly through it as well.
Good stuff, Quinn. Hey, lots of luck, and can't wait to see you and meet you when you're here in Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.